I think we all know in the last year, certainly in particular, Irish industry has suffered through a number of factors, many of them external. But it's important, or I suppose, to restate how important exports is to the economy. We currently support about 150,000 direct jobs and a further 10,000 indirect jobs in the wider economy, and 60% of these are outside of the Dublin area. It's also important, I think, to point out that we now have the number of people employed in companies in Ireland exceeds those in terms of the FDI. So FDI operations at the moment contribute about 19 billion.
Generally speaking, though, now, I mean, when you give figures like that, people say, okay, this is good. What about new jobs coming down the line? Are there still options there? Are jobs still being created?
Look, I mean, the future for the Irish economy will be the indigenous sector. And I think if you look over the last 10 years, 12,000 jobs have been created just in startups alone, supported by Enterprise Ireland. We need in this economy a thriving entrepreneurship sector. It's fundamental, really, to the growth, future growth and employment potential for all parts of Ireland. And we're involved in a wide variety of activities to support startups. I just came this morning from a board meeting with the Donegal County Enterprise Board, which are running a very exciting program next week, Enterprise in Donegal. And that's just, I suppose, to foster the whole spirit of entrepreneurship.
And while Enterprise Ireland can offer assistance, though, if that model that you say is to prove successful and to continue to grow, we have to be able to ensure that banks are lending money to assist people in startups as well. Would you say that it is at least it's a two-stranded situation?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things, I suppose, about 2009 in particular was the sustainability agenda. That's our effort to help companies through this economic crisis. We put in place, through the support of government, the Enterprise Stabilisation Fund. Over 58 million was approved to 150 companies last year, helping to sustain about 3,700 employees in indigenous companies. And we're confident that we'll get similar levels of funding in 2010. And also across the range of financial assistance we provide to companies, we provided in excess of 100 million in R&D, 35 million in productivity improvement and growth initiatives, and 157 million was paid out to our clients in 2009. So I think that's a strengthening, I suppose, a mechanism to help us sustain companies through this difficult period. And I think you have to also add in the element of the weakening of sterling, particularly for companies that are selling largely into the sterling zone. We've made endeavours to support our companies to expand their range of markets, including undertaking a strong bolstering initiative in the Eurozone to help them, I suppose, expand market presence across the single currency markets.
In terms of Donegal specifically, I suppose every person in every county will bat for their own corner, but there is a sense that it's far worse up here, that we don't have the infrastructure, we don't have adequate broadband, we're far removed from Dublin, and not enough agencies or agencies aren't doing enough to try and help specifically in here. Do you believe that there is an imbalance there, or do you believe it is being addressed?
Well, I can only speak from Enterprise Ireland's perspective, and obviously we take a national perspective on the range of initiatives we undertake. But Donegal is well served by Enterprise Ireland. Everything, as I mentioned, from the startup area, we have a wide range of startup supports, and we run a wide range of events over last year right around the county. We have, I suppose, also an investment considerably in education for entrepreneurs. We have the Propel program, we have the CAME program, which we support through, say, an entrepreneur that wants to start a business. We provide cord funding, which is, a mechanism to allow them to undertake the market research, the product feasibility assessment, etc. And we've given over 20 plus funds of cord funding last year in Donegal. The other part of, I suppose, of our activity is the creation of the infrastructure for enterprise, and that's facilitating local and rural enterprise. We've put in excess of 3.8 million into Donegal in terms of the 12 community enterprise centres that we have, which range from locations such as Convoy, Lifford, Ballyshannon, Glenties, Mobile, Letterkenny, Donegal, Curran Donna, Ballybuffet, and Milford. And they really are providing, I suppose, the the infrastructure to put in place an ability for someone to get a business going locally. So not constantly drawing people to the cities. So
yeah, if people are listening to this and they say they have an idea or they want to engage with Enterprise Ireland or see if they can qualify to get some assistance, how do they do that?
Call us. Come on our website. Have a look at the range of support services we have available. We have a symbiotic relationship with the Donegal County Enterprise Board here and Michael Tunney and his team. So if we can't help, we certainly will be able to give you a positive steer as to where support could be available. So we work closely with all the economic partners here from the INDA to the Letterkenny Institute of Technology, where we've put significant funding into the infrastructure and also into the Incubation and Innovation Centre. So we're a key partner here in Donegal. In terms of linking business, for example, to the third level sector here, Donegal companies have availed of over 100 innovation vouchers in the last year, which allow them to effectively undertake a piece of research within the IoT here, within Letterkenny. And that helps them, I suppose, to validate their market and validate their business opportunity. So I suppose that's another mechanism we have available. And finally, I suppose the last bit of, I suppose, the jigsaw piece, if you want, in terms of our activities is the All-Ireland economy. And given the geographic position of Donegal, we have a very good collaboration going with our sister agencies, Invest Northern Ireland and Intertrade. And a number of programs, for example, Acumen is a business development program managed by Intertrade, but also available for companies north and south. And funding is provided through consultancy or sales salary. And there's an example, I suppose, of a tailor-made program on your doorstep, which allows companies in Donegal to undertake a sales drive into an important market on your doorstep.